Welcome to Get the Point, the podcast where we guess a picture that has been pointillized in Photoshop to varying degrees. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Tom.
Nick.
Chris.
Today's picture is a screenshot from a video game you've probably played, or know somebody who's played. We'll also be playing samples of the game music as we go. For those on the audio-only feed, my co-host will describe what they see in great detail so you can play along from home. But if you are a more visual person, head on over to our YouTube channel, Talking Studios, where you'll be able to see for yourself the pointillized picture. Everyone ready for the first reveal?
I am ready.
Oh, yeah.
This is the darkest one we've experienced yet.
It's amazing how varied they are, though.
A lot of black.
From week to week.
Black is invading.
From the top.
From the top, it seems like it's almost like it's dripping down, right? It's almost as if like oil is being poured over a
tapestry. I can actually see it. I want to make fun of Tom for this description, but he's spot on.
But what is it dripping on, Tom? What is this tealish color in the center that I'm seeing?
What's the oil dripping on, Tom?
There's this like belt of teal that's going
the
across.
Oil's dripping on the belt.
Yep. And there's like these white and peach that are more on the top and
that are above the belt.
That are above the belt. And below the belt is just some red and
flesh tones.
Yeah, well it's it's red and God, what would you call that? Mustard? Some mustard yellow down there?
We should have stopped at 9.
You guys want the first sound bite?
Sure.
Yes, please. That was super helpful. That was
it almost sounded like just a feedback error. Beep.
I think that was an A. What do you guys
think? You know that favorite name of mine? Beep. Beep.
Any guesses? Or we want to move on to reveal number 2 so the audience gets to play too?
Mm-hmm. I'll always guess.
I have no guesses.
Pitfall.
Pitfall? Incorrect. Good guess, though, because that sound could probably be made on the 2600. Chris?
I'm going to pass on the guess, although this belt of teal is intriguing me. I don't really have a solid guess yet.
That'd be a good band.
Moving on to the second reveal.
Smells about that oil, Tom.
So the oil has...
The colors are very layered, though. It's like reddish.
It is very layered, very layered.
And like green teal. Brownish, and then there's some white, and then black on the top. But on the top right, there's a green and red line of...
I would almost guess that top black with the bright spots is probably like the HUD. It's probably got like the score or the life counters or something across the top. I imagine the bulk of the play screen is the red, blue, and whitish layers. That's my guess. I'm not sure. This still doesn't look like anything to me just yet. Although, if you look over on the right hand side, we've now, I think, a new player has joined the oil spill here as these two fuchsia colored dots have shown up, which might be the protagonist.
I actually have a guess, a real one.
You guys want the second soundbite?
Mm-hmm.
They're so similar.
What's your guess, Tom?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Whoa, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Holy got it. That's goodness. Two. That was two.
That is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, yeah.
Do the next sound clip. I played this game so much.
All right, sound clip number 3.
I totally would have got it there. No doubt I would have got it there.
Well, hang on. Let's play one again. We're going to play one again. We're going to play two again. Right, you'd think you'd get that once now you know what it is.
No, but the next one for sure.
3.
Yeah.
4. 5. Right? And then
I played a lot.
Good pull, Tom. Good pull. Sad story about this game is this was the game I wanted, and my parents bought me Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1.
Oh, that's
was
a totally different game.
Because this was like the arcade game. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This was like the, if you remember the Simpsons arcade game, there was a Turtles arcade game. this was the NES port of the arcade game.
Yeah.
And this is the one that I wanted because I put so many quarters in the laundromat at the Turtles and the Simpsons games.
Yeah.
And then I ended up getting Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1, which was a great, which was, I had a lot of fun with and I played, it's but man, was it disappointing when I put it in and it's like, what is that? That's not what I wanted. I can't even jump.
I played a lot of this game. This was, there are a lot of hours on this one. And it was hard, like, to get really, really far. Like, to get really, because you had to really conserve your pizza consumption, which may sound funny, but you had to wait until you were low and know where the pizza slices were going to be. Yeah, it was...
This was like, this was also an interesting story of like how bad the NES was compared to the arcade machine at the time. And the reason why arcades still existed was because the technology in those cabinets was so much better than what you get at home. And once home caught up, arcades have unfortunately gone the way of the dodo.
Yeah. Well, congrats to Tom being able to identify this video game. Audience, were you able to get it before Tom? Let us know.
I
kind of want to
know
media.
How Tom got it, you know?
Yeah. Well done, Tom. Did you used to play Ninja Turtles quite a bit? Or
We had it at home.
Oh.
Oh, you did.
It was one
nice.
Of the few games we had, yeah. So I recognized that the belt of teal, I recognized as like the scroll thing. Yeah.
Were you able to get it before Tom? Let us know on social media at Talking Studios or in the comments below here on YouTube.
You can rate and review this show anywhere podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on Twitter at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Limited Lexicon, where we play through text-based adventure games, and Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Get the Point, wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios,